Good morning, everyone. Can everyone hear me? We're good? Okay. My name is Kristen Strasma, and I am the MSTEP Test Administration and Reporting Consultant. I was hired in late July, so I'm new to all of this, like some of you that were here yesterday for the new assessment coordinator training. Phoebe is here with me, so she's a great resource. If I can't answer some of your questions, she will definitely be able to assist us. Getting started today, we have a lot to go through. We are going to start with what's new for the spring 2026 testing. Then we're going to move into systems that are used for MSTEP. We have the OEAA Secure Site and the DRC Insight Portal. We'll talk a little bit about preparing staff and students for MSTEP. And then we're going to look at some common problems and what to do if those occur during testing. So first, looking at the new changes, and we'll start, all of these slides will be pertaining to online testing. So for the first new piece, the DRC Insight application has been updated. And that was to enhance both functionality and user experience. So when students log in and select their test, this is the new logo that will appear. There is also a new online tools tutorial, the OTT link, that has been updated. So please make sure that you're using this new link that is listed on the slide. If you have that bookmarked, please make sure that you bookmark the new link. The interface has also been refreshed. The selection and the login screens now feature an updated design to improve usability. And also to note, students still must continue to use the Chromebook browser to access the OTTs. Also new for online, the OTTs now include passage-based writing items for grades 4 and 6. The MSTEP Social Studies OTT content has also been updated to align with the K-12 Michigan standards. So some of those have been replaced, others have been updated, and you can find links on the MSTEP webpage. If you scroll down to the content-specific information area, you will have documents that will give you some scoring information. Also, as a part of the ongoing improvements to the DRC Insight systems, the login page used to select the assessment has been redesigned for this academic school year. The images shown here are the updated views. So users will select MSTEP to log in. They will click on the MSTEP assessment icon. And then when they move to the next screen, the user will select the online tools training. Also new for online testing, click to enlarge and click to respond are now referred to as select to enlarge and select to respond. While the functionality is completely the same, it's useful and helpful for us to update the terms since we do have students that are using a mouse, a trackpad, or a touch screen. Starting this year, the stacked Spanish, math, and social studies is now Spanish text-to-speech. More information about this change can be found on the MSTEP Supports and Accommodation Updates PowerPoint. In addition, the follow-along feature will now be available on these forms when using the TTS. The enhancement allows students to read the highlighted text on the screen, and it will be read aloud to support better comprehension and engagement. Another new enhancement to the DRC Insight platform allows text-to-speech to be activated by simply hovering over certain elements within the test forms. Specifically, this applies to the select to enlarge and select to respond items. So when a student moves their cursor over those items, the TTS will automatically begin reading the content aloud, and there are no longer additional clicks required. So those were the updates for the online tests. Now looking at the paper pencil. Research codes are no longer listed on the answer documents. So the answer documents have been modified slightly since that box was removed. Everything has just been moved around to maximize spacing on the page. Research and reporting codes can be entered on the OEA a secure site. The barcode label on the student answer document has also been updated. The label is located on the left-hand side of the student answer document, and it now reads, attention, apply student barcode label here. A valid barcode label is required in this area to ensure the test is scored. So student labels must be placed over that printed barcode image to ensure that the test is scored. And I know that there has been some issues with that. And before, you see a barcode on a sheet and you don't think you should be covering it, but that is exactly where the student barcode should be placed. Beginning this year, do not score labels will no longer be used. These labels will not be included in the material shipment. So if you do have an answer document that should not be scored, for example, due to a testing irregularity or a student withdrawal, that should be securely destroyed at the testing site, and those documents should not be returned to DRC. Questions about any of the updates? Okay. Now looking at test schedules and the estimates, just to provide some planning purposes. Again, just a reminder that every school, every district needs to create test schedules, and those need to be kept for 3 years. The requirements about what needs to be included in the schedules can be found in the assessment integrity guide. The spring 2026 estimates have not changed, so we still do have 2 hours for all grades in ELA, 1.5 hours for math in grades 3 through 5, and 2 hours for 6 and 7. And then science, grade 5, 1.5 hours for social studies. Remember that these are just estimates. MSTEP is not a timed test, so if students do need additional time, that must be given to them. But again, this is just to help with planning purposes. And also to note, the time estimates only include the time that it's actually taking the student to take the test. It does not include reading through the directions, getting kids on the portal, and taking care of those things before the test starts. Here are the grade 8 estimates for science and social studies. Again, those are just the estimates. The PSAT 8 and 9, those are time tests, so that time needs to be that time requirement needs to be met. But again, for science and social studies for the MSTEP, those are estimates. And then we have grade 11. Again, science and social studies for the MSTEP are those estimates. The next few slides, we're going to go through the two systems that are used in the MSTEP administration. The two systems that we use are the OEAA Secure Site and the DRC Insight Portal. We're going to start off with looking at the OEAA Secure Site. There is also an Insight testing portal, but that is student-facing. So unless you are aiding a student with a problem, educators typically don't interface with that. If you do not have access to the OEAA secure site, you will need it. You need to have the My Login for Business account to get access to secure site. There is a document that will help you through that process on the secure site training page. And that document will take you step by step through the process of getting into the account, logging into the secure site, and then requesting access. Before testing, you use the secure site to do pre-ID, print barcode labels. If you're testing anyone with paper and pencil that you didn't receive in your initial material order, and you order paper and pencil materials through the site as well. During testing, this is where you will submit off-site testing requests. Multiplication table requests, you can do that starting March 23rd. And the OEAA is also where you would be submitting any incident reports during testing if you have those. After testing, the accountable students and test verification processes happen in the secure site. And this is also where you can access test results, download files, and download reports. So the secure site training page listed on this slide is very important. It will give you all of the directions that you would need to do really anything on the secure site system. If you're new or you need any support, you can start there. Please bookmark that page. You can also contact the OEAA through email, and that is listed on the slide, and ask specific questions to receive assistance. The other system that we use is the DRC Insight portal. Again, we're going to go through some of the tasks that you use that portal for and then point you to some resources to help you. So in the DRC portal, you do set up the test sessions, you assign online designated supports and accommodations, you print the test tickets, and you can also monitor testing status. First, to get into the DRC Insight portal, you go through the OEAA secure site. You will have permissions based on the role that you are assigned to in the secure site. If you are any type of assessment, MSTEP assessment coordinator, you are going to need to have access to the DRC Insight portal. Test administrators don't necessarily need access because they can get access to those tutorials and manuals. But if you are a test administrator and you will be using the test monitoring application, you will then need a secure login to secure site. So again, this chart kind of represents your role and what you would need. Assessment coordinators and technology coordinators do need access to the Insight portal. If you are a test administrator only accessing those tutorials and manuals, you do not. But if you will be using the test monitoring system, you do. They are available, yep. The DRC Insight portal will be available beginning February 20th, which is next Friday. So right now you can make sure that your pre-ID into the secure site is all set up. So when the Insight portal does open up, you can get in and start scheduling those test sessions. DRC always does a training the week that the portal opens, and that is scheduled for February 17th. It is between 10 and 11, but it is taped, and that will be available the following day. And the information to join that meeting is listed on the slide. The test monitoring application allows you to monitor students during testing. Test administrators can see who's logged in. It will show if students are inactive, if they selected pause, or if they're actively working on the test. For the fixed forms, it also will show you what item the student is working on. There are detailed instructions on how to set up and use the test monitoring application in the appendix in the TAM. It's also found in the DRC user guide. And then it is also listed if a test administrator will be using that system in the online test administrator's directions and manual document. This is an optional application, so you can choose to use it if it is helpful, but it is definitely not a requirement. For those who are interested in doing this, there are several hidden slides within this presentation that we're not going to have time to go through. But if you, again, would like to find more information out, you can look at those slides as well as the TAM or the Insight Portal User Guide. So now we're going to spend a couple of minutes talking about how to prepare staff and students for the test. All test administrators need to complete required training around assessment security and the actual test administration. There are several options that we're going to go through over the next few slides. Coordinators should specify which methods your TAs will be using in your building for receiving the assessment security training. So when it comes to test administration, TAs must be trained in all test administration policies, including active monitoring and secure material handling. They must sign the OEAA security compliance form, and they need to read the test administrator's directions and manual for the test that they will be administering. For assessment security, all TAs must complete the MDE assessment security modules, and those are through Michigan Virtual, and or read through the assessment security that are found in the test administrator documents. Each building will need to determine building-specific information, such as the testing schedules, devices the students will use, and the device management for the school, their electronic device policies and procedures, and how to handle materials after testing. TAs will also need to have the following materials, so the test schedule, the test administrator's directions and manual that needs to be printed. They need to read through that prior to the test, and it needs to be printed and with them during the test. Designated supports and accommodations for students in their testing session. They need the devices, including headphones, test tickets and rosters, and then any pencil, scratch paper, calculator, graph paper for sixth and seventh grade. TAs will also need to be familiar with the scratch paper, calculator, and electronic policies, device policies, and those can be found in the appendix of the TAM. To prepare students for testing, we really encourage that they are able to go through tutorials, and the online training is highly recommended. If you do have any issues with testing, you can definitely first start with reaching out to the technology coordinators. We also provide the test administrator toolkit, which is a valuable resource, and provides training checklists for the TAs. You will also find a customizable PowerPoint template that you can actually use for training of your TAs. Training for assessment coordinators is required, so we do offer three videos that provide information on before, during, and after testing information. And DRC also has an overview of the online testing process. And we showed and shared with you the date for that. That is the February 17th. MDE highly recommends having students practice with the online tutorials prior to taking the test. The TAs can model the use of the OTTs for students, and then the students will have the opportunity to practice on the device that they will actually be using for the test. As we mentioned at the beginning of the presentation, the online tools training link has been updated. So again, just make sure that you have the correct link, and that is bookmarked. To access the OTTs, students must click through several screens. They first must select the online tools training. Then they're going to click on sample item sets, and then they're going to choose the grade level that they wish to view, and then the subject that they would like to look at. Sample questions are available for grades 3, 4, 6, and 7 for math and ELA. In grade 5, we have sample questions for math, ELA, science, and social studies, and for grade 8 and 11, science and social studies. What's going on?
Please hold for technical difficulties.
It was going too smoothly.
Well, while she's working on that, I can help with some questions if we want to do a little bit of Q&A. I'm going to try to reach you so that we can put it into the microphone so everyone can hear. Does anyone have questions so far up until this point? One thing I do want to highlight, Kristen talked a little bit about that test administrator training toolkit. That is a really great resource, but it can be kind of hard to find on our webpage. So those of you who have your laptops out, if you go to michigan.gov/mstep, I just want to kind of walk through how to find that for you. Because it's a great resource for you when you're thinking about doing your training.
Would you say that?
Yep, it's www.michigan.gov/mstep, and it has the dash, m-step. And any time that you're thinking about looking for something on the MSTEP webpage, really use those headers for each of those sections, because that's going to be the way. And if you know exactly what you're looking for, Control Find is your friend on all of our assessment pages. But when you get to the MSTEP webpage, scroll down to the section that says Assessment Training and Resources for Educators. And for those of you who were here yesterday for Workshop 1, I remember that it's the Test Administrator Toolkit is the second bullet point underneath Assessment Training and Resources for Educators. I forget exactly the title, but I think it says the Building Coordinator Test Administrator's Training Toolkit.
I love those words are in there.
Okay. They exist, yeah. And when you open that, so that's going to open a new page for you, and that page has a lot of text that kind of tells you how to use that resource, but at the bottom of that page, if you scroll all the way down, that's where you can get the PowerPoint, and that PowerPoint is absolutely a template for you to use. So the text that's purple, you just replace with your local information. Some of that is how do we manage secure materials like test tickets, who's going to hand them to you. There's some slides that includes a spot for you to put in the name of your building coordinator and folks for test administrators to reach. So you can start with that template and build your training right from that. That includes everything from OEAA that the training should include. Yes, a question? Yeah, so the question is, will the training on the 17th show how to do accommodations? The answer is yes. If you're not aware of the training that's going to happen on the 17th, that is hosted by DRC. It's an online training. It's a virtual webinar. And that takes you through all of the parts of setting up your test sessions. Well, it starts with all of the roles that you need to have assigned in SecureSite in order to have access to the DRC Insight portal. And then it'll take you through setting up your test sessions. They'll talk a little bit more in depth about the test monitoring tool. And then it'll tell you how to assign accommodations, both individually and batch across the students. So if you haven't registered for that training, you can get the link for that training from Spotlight. How many of you are already in Spotlight? That's awesome. At this point, that's going to be in the reminders section to find that link to register. Find it? Okay.
Sorry, thank you very much. Sorry about that. Okay, so we went through the OTT and what students would need to click through. The next part of the presentation talks about common problems that may come up during testing and how to address those problems. First, don't forget to use the incident reporting appendix in the TAM when you're submitting an incident report. Having the correct information included will just ensure a quick resolution to the incident. On this slide, we've listed four of the most common incident reports that we receive. So the test not completed, prohibited behavior, accommodation and designated support issues, or technical problems with online testing. If you will need to request a regeneration, there are required parent notification forms that go along with those pieces. And those can also be located and found in the appendix in the TAM. You can get those and download those when you submit your incident report, again, just to get those out quickly rather than waiting for OEAA. Online tests can get locked if students accidentally submit, as long as not all of the items were answered and the test hasn't already been unlocked. You can get that resolved by calling DRC. The number is listed on the screen. If the student did respond to all of the items or if this test has already been unlocked, you will need to create an incident report for that. Next, if a student becomes ill or if a parent removes a child, if you're testing online, you can just pause and exit, and then they can finish that session later. And for paper and pencil, you basically do the same. You just mark where in the test they last were at with that last question answered. Make sure that your Chromebooks are set to US keyboard before testing begins. There are some workarounds when you're in testing, and those are listed here. There's also a tech bulletin that you can find at the DRC Insight portal that would describe the steps your technology coordinator can take to resolve that issue. If you are having any technology issues, we recommend that you stop testing. No one wants students struggling with a technology issue during testing, and we cannot unlock or regenerate tests because students were instructed to continue the test while there were issues with technology happening. So it is vital not to continue testing with unaddressed technology issues. You can start with your local tech support. If they need to, they can contact the tech support by calling the DRC customer service line. And if that still doesn't fix the issue, you would need to submit an incident report. A couple of notes here. As much as possible, report testing irregularities within 2 school days. We just don't want issues sitting out there until we get close to the end of a testing window. And then once something gets regenerated, the child wouldn't have time to complete that test before the window closes. So to every extent possible, any irregularities need to be submitted within 2 days of you becoming aware of the situation. There are also 3 situations that require an incident report to be submitted the day of testing. So if you're requesting a regeneration, those would include 1, if a student becomes ill and goes home. 2, if the student spends less than 15 minutes total taking the test. And 3, if the student did not take prescribed medication before taking the test. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so the question is, if they completed the test, it can be regenerated. Yes, as long as the incident report is submitted on that day. Even if you don't have, Kristen's going to talk about this documentation, which is required, but if you don't have that documentation on that day, just submit the incident report without it, and then you'll have a chance to upload that documentation later.
Okay, so the required documentation is going to be parent permission, and we do have those forms, which I referred to earlier. You can get those in the appendix of the TAM. We can also send those to you through OEAA. And then documentation of verification of the incident. So like Phoebe mentioned, those can be regenerated as long as you submit that incident report the day of.
Can a proxy sign for parents? So what we're going to require is for you or the person submitting the incident report to document in the incident report that you have received permission. It's okay if that is via text or email or the letters that we provide. What we're looking for is documentation from a person employed by the district who says that they talked to and confirmed with a parent that this was allowed.
Okay, so that is all of the information that we had to share today. I know it was a lot to go through. I apologize again for the technical issues. More questions, yes.
I do have one question. So I cannot remember where I saw it, so I couldn't find it. But I'm not sure if I go through OEAA or through DRC to request an extension in the test day, the amount of time.
So the question is, where do I go to request extended time? M-STEP tests are not timed, so students should have...
Not that kind of time.
Okay.
Where the platform remains open and available.
Oh, you're talking about alternate Insight availability.
Yes.
That is, so the Insight testing engine is typically available each school day during the window from 7 a.m. till 4 p.m., and there are schools who submit an Insight availability request. And that's a survey link. It should be under the What's New section at the very top of the M-STEP webpage. And we have, I think those are due March 12th or 10th. The date is in the spotlight. But that should still be right up under the What's New if you go to michigan.gov/M-STEP, and then that'll be right there. If it's not right there, it's in that first section, Current Assessment Administration.
Okay, thank you.
Another question here? Yeah, so the question is talking about barcodes. That does only apply to paper pencil. I will give you a little bit of background. We switched vendors 2 years ago on the company that is reading our answer documents. And Michigan apparently has a lot of folks who don't have the barcodes in the right spot, and it causes some issues for their printers. So please, and we thought that our hypothesis was that maybe the reason barcodes weren't getting put into the correct spot is because DRC has a barcode printed on the answer document, so it looks like, why would I put a pre-ID barcode on top of a barcode? And so they're putting it somewhere else, but it's really important that it's put right on top of that barcode. So we kind of clarified that on the answer document. Another question? Yeah, so the question is about pre-ID. Is there a way to just do that for all three tests? Tina's the best person to answer this question, but if once they get pre-ID'd in the secure site and automatically pulled over, that is the point when that should happen. So I think that this is only a thing that happens when you have students who enroll after the initial. I think Tina's the person who can help us with exactly what that process is or how that can go. You can do it with the pre-ID file upload, but if you're not using that process, yeah. I wonder if there is a way to do it, and we just need Tina to tell us how, is what I think. So she said if it pops up for that child, you can just click on the assessments. This I don't know. We're a bit out of my scope. This is Tina's thing.
Right in there.
it'll turn blue and assign them. Otherwise, the upload is the best way to do it, to not have to do any clicking.
Yeah. Other questions? We've got plenty of time for questions. Yeah, there's a question in the back. The test administrator directions and manuals. Very, very soon, within the next week or so, which this is the time of year that those come out. Every year at this conference, we get that question because it comes out usually next week.
Okay, and I think the before, during, and after, those will be available for 27 and 17.
Yeah, those will probably be available more like early March.
Is there any way to have that faster?
So our process internally is we start with the training for MSTC, because the TAM comes out in late January or early February, and then we do all of these trainings, and these trainings really drive those other trainings. So the question really is how quickly we can get that out as soon as we're done with MSTC. So that is, I mean, these are our major priorities as soon as we get back in the office. Other questions, comments, concerns are always welcome. All right, and do we have the emails for Tina on the next slide? Mm-hmm. Do we have it on the slide?
It does not look like we have Tina's information.
Yeah, it was on that last one. This very last slide gives you the email. I know we had the secure site question that we couldn't help with, but that gives you the help desk email, which is which goes to Tina, so she'll absolutely be able to answer that question on the very last slide. One more. So that's here, mde-oeaa@michigan.gov, and of course our phone number there. And our previous slide was our reminder about Spotlight. If you're not already signed up for Spotlight, be sure that you are. It's our primary way that we can communicate with you and let you know when resources are available. All right, thank you, everyone.